Hi, I'm Rebecca Harold. Thank you for listening in to my second quarter feature article podcast from my Protecting Information Quarterly Awareness Employee Journal. This quarter, my journal topic covers mobile computing privacy and security. In it, I discuss protecting mobile computers, mobile data storage devices, and smartphones. My 10-year-old son, Heath, wrote the Youth Reporter article for this issue and interviewed 20 people at his school for his research. I was surprised by some of the results, and I think most of my journal readers will be too. So what is a mobile computer? Well, there are so many different types of mobile computers available now that it's hard to keep track of them all, and many are devices that you would not even think of as being a mobile computer. Probably the most common type of mobile computer is a laptop. A MacBook is a good example of a type of a laptop. The recent release of the iPad brings yet another type of mobile computer to the mix. However, there are also even smaller mobile computers being used, such as the nifty new slider computers that are about the width and length of a business envelope. And don't forget about all those neat calculators with tremendous computing capabilities, along with massive amounts of storage. It is common now to see people working on all types of mobile computers while traveling in buses and planes, while sitting in coffee shops, and even while attending sports events. Mobile computers are here to stay, and there will only be more types and varieties of them as time goes by. Next, what is a mobile storage device? The technologies that brought us smartphones and computers have evolved and expanded to cover a wide variety of mobile digital storage devices. Mobile storage devices can be very tiny, but still hold a huge amount of data. I have a small external hard drive that easily fits into one of my laptop case pockets, and it holds a little over 1 terabyte of data. These cool little gadgets are so unique and commonplace that often it's hard to tell the true functionality. For examples of some of the gadgets you may not otherwise think of to be USB storage devices, at least by looking at them, I've included some illustrations of some deceptive types that are currently being used by many people within my journal. There are also more creative USB drives being created all the time, often used as marketing goodies and given away at conferences and even county and state fairs. In addition to these clever little devices, there are also many popular types of mobile storage devices being used by literally millions of people, the MP3 players, such as an iPod. A lot of people do not realize that these fun and handy carry-alongs can also hold a huge amount of other types of data beyond just songs and movies. People are increasingly using them to store files for school, business, and other reasons. So now why worry about cell phones? Smart cell phones, such as BlackBerries and iPhones, just to name two of hundreds of possibilities, allow you to use the internet, do business work, make movies, map and share travel routes, store and send huge amount of data, do your email, and many other things. These are just to name a few of the literally hundreds of capabilities. Smart cell phone technology capabilities are increasing at a rapid pace. This technology can also impact your privacy and put your data at risk. Just consider some of the following facts. Your phone records may be accessed by law enforcement or the court system under some circumstances without your consent, and even without your knowledge. Advertisers are developing more ways of sending advertisements to your cell phones based on your location and interests. For example, if you are near a movie theater, an advertiser might send a text message or email with coupons for a nearby restaurant. Or if you download the ringtone for a popular song, you may receive a message offering free concert tickets. The smarter your cell phone is, the more likely it is that your location can be tracked through the GPS, triangulation methods, and Wi-Fi signals. Even the basic not-so-smart cell phones can still store phone numbers and text messages that you do not want others to have. The majority of mobile phone subscribers are able to receive both voice and alphanumeric text via short messaging service or SMS transmissions. Text messaging allows users to interact with each other in situations where voice calls are not appropriate or they're not possible. Now let me describe how to protect mobile computers and mobile storage devices. Mobile computers and storage devices are prone to loss just as an effect of being small and mobile. They are also favorite targets of crooks who can snag one right off your restaurant table, out of your pocket or purse, or from your airline seat in the blink of an eye and then be long gone before you even realize you had it stolen. The first step in protecting a mobile computer and storage device is to realize that loss and theft happens. With this in mind, then, you can prevent having these gadgets go astray or minimize the negative impacts when they do by taking the following precautions. Document your electronic serial number, your ESN, and/or your International Mobile Equipment Identity, or IMEI number. You can usually find out your IMEI number by pressing *#06# on your mobile phone's keypad. It should display a 15-digit number, and that is your IMEI number. Another way is to mark your phone with a security pin or a non-removable tracking label so that it can be identified if recovered. Another precaution, if your phone is lost or stolen, report it to your local police station and your network operator immediately. Also, consider purchasing insurance specifically to mitigate the risk associated with a lost or stolen phone or mobile computing device. And register your phone, not only to prevent annoying text messages such as SMS spam, but also so that the physical device can be returned to you if it is lost or stolen. Now, how to protect the data stored on these mobile devices? Personal and other sensitive information is often not encrypted on mobile computers. It is very easy to lose these small types of computers. These small computers are also favorite targets of thieves who will grab them and run away with them in a blink of an eye. Do the following to lessen the risks to data stored on mobile computers and storage devices. Number one, use passwords on your mobile computers. Number two, encrypt the data on your mobile computers, storage devices, and smartphones. Number three, make backups of the data on your computers and storage devices. Number four, only give your mobile number out to people you know and can trust. Number five, never reply to text messages from people you do not know. Number six, make sure you know how to block others from calling your phone and never give anyone else's number out without asking them if it is okay first, because you never know what someone is going to use a cell phone number for once they have it. Number seven, don't download applications to your device without first checking them out. A lot of free applications that claim to do nifty things are actually malicious software that can copy your data, track your whereabouts, delete your data, or even worse. In closing, here are some points to keep in mind. Remember the following and do them to safeguard your mobile computers and mobile storage devices, as well as to help protect your privacy. Be aware of how your use of mobile devices can be used to track your activities, messages, and locations. Use anti-malware software on mobile computers. Encrypt the data on your mobile computers as well as on your mobile storage devices. Set passwords on your mobile computers and storage devices. Consider installing software that will allow you to remotely lock your phone or mobile computer or storage device in case it's lost or stolen. And completely remove all data from your mobile computers, smartphones, and storage devices when you no longer plan to use them or when you plan to dispose of them or give them away. Thanks for listening in. I'll be back with another podcast in July.